Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is always appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The history of the French Resistance during World War II is a remarkable story of courage, defiance, and sacrifice. The Resistance was a collection of movements, groups, and individuals in France who opposed the Nazi occupation and the Vichy regime, which collaborated with the Nazis after France's fall in 1940. In today's episode, we will explore how the Resistance played a crucial role in undermining the German war effort and helping to liberate France. After the fall of France in June 1940, the country was divided into two main zones: the northern zone, occupied by Nazi Germany, and the southern zone, which was governed by the collaborationist Vichy regime under Marshal Philippe Pétain. Initially, most French people were demoralized and resistance efforts were scattered and disorganized. The first resistance activities began shortly after the occupation, initiated by small, isolated groups and individuals. These efforts were mostly focused on symbolic acts of defiance, such as distributing underground newspapers, writing graffiti, and organizing small-scale sabotage. The occupied zone's severe repression made it dangerous to speak out openly. One of the earliest and most important figures of the resistance was Charles de Gaulle, a French general who, after escaping to Britain, made his famous radio broadcast from London on June 18, 1940, urging the French to continue the fight. This appeal, though initially heard by few, later became a rallying cry for the resistance. By 1942, resistance groups began to coalesce and grow in number and effectiveness. A few key factors contributed to this, the first of which is the Vichy's growing collaboration with Nazi policies, including the deportation of Jews, alienated many French people and pushed more of them towards resistance. Secondly, in 1942, the Germans introduced the Service du Travail Obligatoire, the STO, which forced young French men to work in Germany. Many men evaded the draft and joined resistance groups known as the Marquis in the countryside. Finally, the British Special Operations Executive, the SOE, and later the US Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, began providing weapons, training, and support to the resistance. The various resistance groups were diverse, ranging from left-wing communists to right-wing nationalists, and they were initially divided by ideological differences. However, as the war progressed, there was a concerted effort to unify the various factions. In 1943, Jean Moulin, a key figure sent by de Gaulle from London, succeeded in bringing several major resistance movements together under the umbrella of the Conseil National de la Résistance, the CNR. As the resistance became more organized, its activities expanded in scope and impact. They engaged in various forms of resistance. For example, resistance members provided crucial intelligence to the Allies regarding German troop movements, supply lines, and fortifications, particularly in preparation for the Allied invasion of Normandy. Acts of sabotage became a primary tool for undermining the Nazi war machine. Resistance members destroyed railways, bridges, factories, and communication lines to disrupt German supply chains and military operations. The resistance also targeted German officers and French collaborators for assassination, aiming to weaken the occupation's hold and demoralize the enemy. Resistance members helped downed Allied airmen escape Nazi capture by smuggling them to neutral countries such as Spain or Switzerland. They also played a crucial role in hiding and protecting Jews and other persecuted groups. One notable group was the Marquis, rural guerrilla bands that operated in the countryside, particularly in the mountainous regions. They used hit-and-run tactics and were often supported by local populations. The Marquis became especially active in 1944, helping to harass German forces as they retreated from France. The resistance's most significant contribution came in the lead-up to and aftermath of the Allied invasion of Normandy on June 6, 1944, which is known as D-Day. Resistance Group provided critical intelligence to the Allies about German defenses and carried out widespread sabotage operations to disrupt German reinforcements. They destroyed railroads, cut communication lines, and attacked German supply convoys. In the weeks following the D-Day invasion, the resistance played a pivotal role in the liberation of many French towns and cities. In Paris, the resistance rose up in August 1944, taking control of parts of the city and engaging in street fighting with German forces. This uprising culminated in the liberation of Paris by the Free French Forces and Allied troops on August 25th, 1944. After the liberation of France, many resistance members were celebrated as national heroes. Some, like Charles de Gaulle, went on to prominent political careers. However, others faced difficulties, particularly as political tensions emerged in post-war France. Many communist members of the resistance felt sidelined by de Gaulle's government. The French resistance left a profound legacy. It became a symbol of French patriotism, resilience, and the fight for freedom. In post-war France, the myth of a united, widespread resistance was promoted, though in reality, it was often fragmented and represented only a small portion of the population. The resistance also forced post-war France to confront the darker aspects of the Vichy regime's collaboration with the Nazis. Some of the most notable figures of the resistance are as follows. Jean Moulin, one of the most famous figures, he worked to unify various resistance groups and was eventually captured and tortured to death by the Gestapo. Luchy and Raymond Ubrac, a prominent couple in the resistance, they helped orchestrate several daring escapes and sabotage missions. Marie-Madeleine Foccart, a leader of the Alliance Network, she was one of the few women to hold a significant command position in the resistance. And finally, Henri Frenet, a co-founder of the Combat Movement, one of the major resistance groups. And to conclude, the French Resistance stands as one of the most inspiring examples of civilian defiance against tyranny in modern history. Its members' bravery and determination were instrumental in weakening the Nazi occupation and hastening France's liberation. France has a notable history with sit-in uprisings and resistance, and this proved to be the case here.